When patients step over the threshold into Atkins Health Clinic, they're taking a bit of a risk.
Because our floor is rotting right now. We had to put a board over it to keep it safe because it was so soft so that we didn't lose any patients or anybody coming in.
That's Millie Prokopyov. She's the village's wellness advocate and the clinic's only permanent employee. The 33-year-old building houses the clinic on the first floor and Atkins City Hall on the second floor.
And it's so old and the nails are starting, you know, to pull out themselves just from the wind, the building swaying back and forth.
In addition to the structural decay, Prokopyov says it's also becoming clear that the clinic isn't big enough to serve the community anymore.
We have no space. Like if we ever had an emergency of six or more, there would be no, it would be really hard because there's no rooms, no beddings, nothing.
ACCA didn't used to have a reason to plan for an emergency like that, one that would send six people to the clinic in a single day. But it's not so far-fetched now. At a ceremony last week celebrating the completion of some big infrastructure projects in ACCA, representatives from the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Community Development Association, or APICTA, gave more details on a plan to triple production capacity at their fish plant. ACCA Pride Seafoods only employs about 15 processors now, but APICTA's chief operating officer, John Sevier, told villagers that that's about to change.
Our plans over the next few years is to put a 65-person bunkhouse here, and that will probably be within the next year.
In one fell swoop, Atka's population will nearly double, from 71 villagers to about 140 residents and workers. That's added incentive to get a new medical facility built and fast. City Administrator Julie Dirk says now that the village has finished its 17-year-long project to build a hydroelectric power plant, she's zeroing in on the clinic. The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is getting involved, and they're lobbying Congress for funding on ATCA's behalf. But with the federal budget being stretched so thin already, Dirk says she isn't holding her breath.
Not going to sit and wait for them to do it. I'll still be doing my bit.
Her bit is lobbying the state. ATCA requested $500,000 in capital funding during this legislative session to finish off the design plans and lay the groundwork for even more fundraising. That request was denied, and Dirk says it wasn't the first time.
I put it in there here every year. It's our number one priority in this village here.
Dirk says the design is 95% complete, and it's pretty straightforward. It gives the clinic more space to examine patients, a dedicated morgue, and moves the city hall entrance away from the clinic's front door. The estimated price tag is more than $3 million and rising. That's more than ATCA's annual budget. And while Atkins are used to pursuing big, expensive projects over a long timeline, with the clinic floor about to give way, they may not be able to wait. Reporting in ATCA, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.